Hello, this is Joanne, and thank you so much for joining me and probably Mickey at some point for today's Daily Nerd Devo. The verse that I'm focusing on kind of today is Philippians 1 verse 6, which in the NLT version reads, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." When I read this verse earlier today, I couldn't help but think of this project that I was able to finish in December, and it was a pair of socks that I had started knitting in 2019 that I had meant to gift in 2019 for Christmas. Obviously that didn't happen, and I was able to do that last year, and that was really satisfying. The problem with this project and why it took me so long is because I kept over knitting. I would knit, the first problem was that I knit the leg too long, because my mom doesn't like super long socks, and so I realized, okay, well, I knit this leg too long, and I'll have to knit and finish the sock by putting in the toe, and then I will go back and cut the knitting and put in the heel, and it's fine. And then I'll start the next sock. And then I put it down and then came back to it, and I knit, and I realized I over knit to the point where I was supposed to start knitting the toe. And I thought, okay, well, I guess I'll just have to make a long tube at this point. I'll make a long tube and I'll just cut a couple of times, one cut to make two separate socks, and then one cut in each sock to make two heels, and it'll be fine. Or I could rip back. Yeah, looking back, it probably would have been easier to rip back, but we didn't do that. And, you know, current me is glad because it forced me to learn a new technique and face the fear of cutting the yarn. But in all of that, I thought of this project because it made me, the frustrations that I feel toward that project when I think of it sometimes, like, oh, it took me so long to do it. Oh, it took me too long, or I was too stubborn, I should have ripped back, or I should have done this or that. Those are frustrations that I feel very often in my life. I think that's not unknown. But also, it's some frustrations that I've heard from some of those around me recently, that they're just feeling frustrated and like they're stuck. And this verse just reminded me that if we allow God to cut us where we need to be cut and allow him to pick up dropped stitches, I think in like everyday life that would look like him showing us, convicting us of things that we need to change in our lives, things that we need to let go of. That would be cutting the yarn, I guess. But, you know, if we let God, you know, continue to work on us in the way that is in his plan and is honoring to him, and we are submissive to the work that he is doing, we will have the satisfaction and the joy of being a final finished product that God will get the glory from when Jesus Christ returns. I don't know if any of that made sense, but I sure hope it did. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like to interact with any of the other Nerd of God cast, there is a podcast, and you can find that podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and they are wonderful. We also have a Facebook small group, the Nerd of God Squad, and everybody is great there. It's not only memes, there are also genuine interactions, and it's one of the few spaces that I enjoy Facebook for still. And of course, you can listen in here every weekday to hear a new devotion showing how God uses things in everyday life and in everyday fandom to help his people grow. And with that, again, I thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you remember that you are so loved by your creator and by me. Bye-bye.